FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by relationship specialist and psychotherapist Jen Cameron. Hello.
Hello, Louise. Lovely to chat to you today.
Thank you very much for joining us. So boy sober and girl sober is something that has popped up on my timeline over the last couple of days. What exactly does this mean?
So boy sober, girl sober is effectively no dating, no texting, no flirting, no intimacy with the opposite sex or same sex. You're basically just having a full dry out of romance with the opposite sex or the same sex.
So it's essentially a dating cleanse. Is this good for us? Is it a good thing to do?
Yeah, definitely. It's a total detox. I suppose the idea is instead of using up all your brain power to be thinking about a guy or a girl or if you'll see them or if they're thinking about you, you're going to use all of that energy and effectively start putting it into your own life and what you like, what you need, what your purpose is, your passion. And it kind of opens up more joy for you, just pleasing yourself.
And I suppose the ideal then is that you'll take that into a relationship and it will just be the ideal, really.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The more we know ourselves and our needs, our wants, our desires, you know, the more we follow our own passion and fill our own cup, then the better it's going to be in a relationship. Somebody's just going to be an add-on, which is the best case, than somebody to fulfill needs because of.
Can that be quite tricky in the beginning if you're not used to it?
Yeah, like when you meet somebody, I suppose, as in doing the whole like sober piece,
yeah,
or
yeah, kind of being on your own if you're not used to it.
Absolutely. Like we're relational beings from the start, mm-hmm. You know, we're used to people in every aspect, whereas really taking a step back and saying what fills my cup on a level of my mental needs, my emotional needs, my physical needs. So it's kind of saying, what are my interests? What do I like? You know, what gets me excited? And a really good way to look at that is saying to yourself, go back to a drawing board, like literally a vision board, and go, right, what do I enjoy? What helps me, you know, feel alive? And then taking up hobbies or interests or doing things that can help you get in touch with that is really useful.
Yeah, finding the joy in life.
Absolutely. And more importantly, finding it yourself so that you're also going to be the add-on for somebody else.
Yes, because I think we hear a lot about negative areas of dating. I think it's because we just hear a lot about dating now online, it seems. Has dating or the dating scene changed a lot over the last few years, or are we just hearing more about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we hear a lot online and social media. And in some ways, obviously, it is damaging. But there's not much difference between 20 years ago, 10 years ago. People were going to pubs and nightclubs. You know, they were kissing a lot of frogs or talking to a lot of men or women before they got a date or actually went out. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, with online and the apps, in a way, you can really put in exactly what you're looking for and then have like a pick and then go out on a few dates. You know, as a relationship specialist, I'd say to people who are single now, you need to be going on 3 coffee dates a week, 3,
wow,
easily, for like 3 months to find your person. Like, get out there, date. That's what it's about, you know? And it would have been the same like years ago if you were in a nightclub or a pub. You know, you could be going out every weekend for a year and not meet somebody.
What do you feel about red and green flags?
I feel like red and green flags are really important, you know, knowing your limits and, mm-hmm. you know, being respected, obviously. Disrespect, red flag. Green flags, you know, you want someone who's being compassionate and kind and caring and able to speak up. But it flows into all different areas like mental, emotional and physical. So they're important, but I think that a lot of the time, trust in our gut is essentially what kind of gets us to be with the right person.
Is it possible that we sometimes go in with too many boxes to be ticked?
Oh my God, 100%. If people are single now, it's because they absolutely want to be. It's not because there's not enough people out there. or the right person,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I was about to say, a lot of people won't like to hear that.
No, but it's so true, you know? It's a bit like, I want somebody that's good looking. I want somebody that's, you know, financially stable. I want somebody that's got a great personality. I want somebody that's funny, that's spontaneous, that's this. And the reality is, like, we all don't tick everyone's box.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole piece of relationship is that you're going to compromise with somebody, you know, and that you'll gel like that add-on instead of perfection, because it doesn't exist.
And that's the thing. It's usually not those things that make you attracted to somebody, I feel.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So, and they're not the things that keep it, like, lasting either.
Yeah.
You know, the reality is, yeah.
So what are some of the tips that you'd advise people to look for or to do in relationships? If they've done the boy sober, girl sober, and they're now like, okay, I'm ready to get back on the horse, as you'd say, what are some of the tips you'd give people?
Yeah, so I think people definitely should have fun. I think they need to look at these things with humour and definitely take the rose tinted glasses off. So if they're saying, okay, I want to meet somebody now and I'm ready, you have to go, what does that look like in my life? So what age am I? Where am I at? Am I wanting to settle down? Like, do I want children? All of this is really important, because when you meet somebody and pick somebody, you have to be going, okay, does this person, could they compliment me? Like, do they seem stable, reliable? Are they interesting? Do they have, like, you know, I don't know, a financial space that they're secure in? Like, them things are important when you settle with people. Whereas when you're young and you just want to have fun or a bit of crack, you know, then you're just looking for somebody that's maybe got a good sense of humor and is cute. So it's like, when you've got a long-term idea of who you want to be with, you have to be thinking about your life stage and your longer life, you know, to see what will work and what won't. So sitting down, sorry, yeah, I think sitting down and saying to yourself, what are the top three things that I really need in a relationship and from somebody? So as soon as you date somebody, if they say one thing that doesn't align with them top three, then just cut it, go, move. Doesn't matter what vibe you're feeling.
Should you be saying these things early on in dating, like letting them know kind of what you're after?
Absolutely. Yeah, honesty is the best policy. I think it stops time wasting, and it also allows people to know where they stand. So you can have that conversation of, okay, I know exactly where you are. And I think a lot of the time with women before, in particular, we would hold off and go, oh, we'll just like date them for a while or see them for a while, and then 6 months I might say da da da. But I think now everything's changed in that aspect. Like, people are getting relationships a lot later. You know, everything's been pushed down the line. So it's better to be more upfront, maybe.
Yeah, honestly. I think I kind of feel like people are sick of game playing and they're just like, all right, let's just get to it.
Absolutely,
<know?
laughs> yeah. And yeah, and so are men. Like, I think most men also just want to know what's what. And I always say to people too, there's like a little golden rule. For in a lot of relationships, an older man and a younger woman tend to do better. And I don't mean obviously massive. I mean, everyone can do what they want. But on average, we say like a 5 to 6 year gap is a really good gap.
Because they're obviously in the right places for each other, I suppose, at that point.
Yeah. Life stage. Yeah.
Okay. So if people want to find out more about what you do, where's the best place to go?
So if you go on to Instagram at Jen_Cameron_, you'll find more info. And I also have a website, www.jencameron.org, that has a relationship revelation workshop and course coming out at the minute. And it's one that people can do whether in a relationship or single. And it's everything you need to know.
Excellent. Jen Cameron, thank you very much for chatting to us.
You're so welcome. You're so